This is the Do Weekly Podcast. I'm Alex Vasquez.
And I'm Natalie MacLeese.
This podcast is for small business owners.
By small business owners.
Whoop, whoop.
So this is the podcast where we issue a weekly challenge to small business owners. And we're going to get started with today's episode by talking about last week's challenge.
Now, remind me again, Natalie, which episode is this?
Episode 2!
Whoa! It's like we did one last time.
It's like we've done it more than once.
Ho-ho! Well, hold on. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. We still have to get through this thing. So, so what was last week's challenge? Because I don't remember.
I hope you remember. I hope you did it.
I hope I did it too. I've always been shitty with my homework. So the challenge was to take a cold, hard look and rewrite your about page.
Yes, of your website, or to write your about page from scratch if you don't have a website yet.
Right. So no one's excluded here. Everyone should have done the challenge. And if you didn't,
every single listener.
If every listener, and that means you, Mom, if you did not do the challenge, Ma, then Natalie is going to feed you to her podcat, Ravage.
Ravage?
Yeah. Seems like a good menacing name for a flesh-eating cat.
I guess so. It's as good as any, I suppose.
Okay. You know what? We're just going to move right along. Move right through this. So let's see. So who... What are we going to do here? How do we make this thing work?
Well, first, did you do the challenge?
Pretty sure I did. I think I did. Yeah, I totally did the challenge.
Yeah?
Pretty sure.
I did the challenge too.
Oh, so now it's a competition. So is it about who did it better or just who did it?
Just who did it.
Okay, so if you did it, you're a winner.
That's right.
So do we get to do a high five?
Of course.
Hey! So, who do we want to review first?
I'm going to take a look at yours first.
All right. Well, let's do me first.
All right. So I have in front of me your old about page.
Oh, gross.
So I do have to say that this challenge was a little bit of a softball for you because your old about page was already pretty awesome.
Awesome is awesome does.
So you have a little about section at the top. You have our team with photos and bios of everybody. You had a nice little statement about community and how important that was to you. And you even had a call to action.
So without even trying, I nailed the hell out of this thing.
Exactly.
But, you know, I feel like there's more to do. More that I could have done.
Yeah. And how old is this old version of your about page?
It's probably a year and a half now. Almost 2 years.
So definitely time for a little refresh.
Definitely time for a little freshen up.
All right. So what does this call to action do?
Well, if you click on it, it's supposed to go to a contact page, and eventually it will load.
So the call to action says, let's plan your project today.
And then it goes to a project brief.
Little form to fill out.
Which is standard. I think in thinking about this a little more, the project brief is an overwhelming page. So maybe just a contact me page or a Calendly page or something like that, or some sort of competitor to Calendly, whatever your favorite one is. I invested in one not too long ago.
If only there were some alternatives.
If only, Natalie. If only. I spent my money.
Oh, we should also say, Alex, that your website is digisavvy.com.
Oh, dang. Is it? Yes, it is. Dang.
Which is digisavvy.com. And everyone can come and see your about page. It's just in the main menu there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's take a look at what you did.
Oh, what did I do?
So I see that you expanded the intro to the page.
I did. So the reason for that was, you know, it really was about the way that DigiSavvy started. It really was two friends who had a shared interest in tabletop gaming, particularly Magic the Gathering. So
were these friends maybe a little nerdy?
I wouldn't, you know what? I would say passionate. Because, you know, nerds are passionate folk. You are a nerd about cats and knitting and so many things. So I'm going to say very passionate. Very passionate about gaming. And we shared a lot of stories and ideas and collaborated. And, you know, it really did start over a card game. And I don't want to lose that. I don't want that to be lost. So yeah. So I wanted to make sure that that I put that in there.
Okay, awesome. So, yeah, I kind of like that you included more of it and even a photo of a game in progress.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What it must have looked like. So I expanded on that. I updated the team section.
Was that out of date?
It was out of date. There's a few more people who I work with now. So I've got a couple developers that I've brought along and a marketing intern as of a couple months ago.
Awesome. So it's nice to have gotten that up to date. You have quite a team here.
I know. They don't hate me.
So you kept your same call to action and the same statement about the community?
Yeah. Yeah. I felt like those were still relevant. But thinking about it more, for the call to action, it should go to a different page than the project brief.
Okay.
So what do you think?
Like your page before was already head and shoulders above where mine was. So it was already really good.
I'm a winner.
And I think that the updates you made were just right. Like adding more about your story and sharing the photo, I think really adds to it. And a little bit about where you come from and why you started the company. I think that was a good touch. And then of course, updating your team. Because that needed to be done after a year and a half.
Absolutely. So, well, that's pretty cool. So, I don't know. You did it. You did this too, didn't you?
I did.
Maybe I should take a look at the old about page. Should I do that?
I desperately needed to do this. So here is my old page.
Okay. So we have here, purplepen.com, the old about page. The old one has three sentences. You know, we're a creative agency in Los Angeles. It's a nice looking page with a lovely photo of you.
Thank you.
Founder, principal, Natalie is a developer and an overall badass. And it does list some of your...
It's a very outdated bio.
Yeah, some of the stuff... Yeah, you don't do anything with the jQuery LA users group anymore.
No.
Or the SoCal WordPress users group anymore.
No.
Or Girl Development.
Well, I still teach a class from time to time.
Okay, and here's your assistant, Bethany. Yes.
Now, her bio is up to date because she goes in and updates things.
Oh, what a novel idea. So, this could definitely use some love. And because there's a lot more to what you do and who you are.
Yeah.
And all the things that you've got going. So, let's take a look at your new and improved about page.
Dun, da, da, da.
Da, 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 da. That was a little much, wasn't it? So you've got a headline here, putting high quality professional websites within reach of small business and nonprofits. So I love that, first of all. The call to action should definitely state something very quickly, and something specific. So this clearly states that you deliver websites to small businesses and nonprofits. So boom, done right there. Nailed
Yay.
It. So you've changed the bio, you've updated it, and you knew that, so that this tells a little bit more about your story here, which I love.
Why I started the company.
Why you started the company.
Why it's structured the way it is.
Why it's structured the way it is. There's a nice call to action here. Are you interested in working with me? Natalie, I'm always interested in working with you. So you can schedule a 15-minute phone consultation right now.
Right now.
And so I love that you did that, and I hate that I didn't do the same thing. You are not nice. But this is also awesome. So, and overall, I think you've done a lot better with the usage of space. So you've made a lot more use of the space there, and you've thankfully updated your bio, and Bethany here is pretty up to date. So this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And, there's more.
There's more.
You know, this could have been done, but okay. So Down here, you list frequent collaborators. Now, why is that?
You know, I'm a really small company, mostly just me. And sometimes I get projects that I can't complete on my own. So I listed my two favorite other companies to collaborate with.
And those are?
Tyler Digital and DigiSavvy.
Hey, Tyler Digital is a pretty cool company.
Yeah, they are.
I heard that the guy that works over there, Nathan, he's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's an okay kind of guy.
He's an okay kind of guy. And that DigiSavvy. Now, if we scroll down even more, now you're just getting ridiculous here. So you've decided to put down all the WordPress products that you make.
Yes.
You're working on Simply Schedule Appointments coming soon. Your award-winning Simple Event Listing plugin.
Yes, and I wrote that it was award-winning.
Which is good. Better Business Hours, which I think came in second place.
Second place, yep.
Developed by Tyler Digital.
Yes.
Man, the plugs are all over the place today. And Draw Attention, which is your collaborative drawing plugin with also...
Nathan Tyler of Tyler Digital.
Okay, so that's pretty cool because these, if particularly Draw Attention, that's something that you sell. And that's a good thing to link out to. But we're not even done.
We're still not done.
And then.
Ooh, the podcats are getting restless.
Okay. The podcat, they're getting as restless as I am with this shit. They're like, okay, enough. Enough. You can't put more stuff on the about page. But this section I want you to talk to me about. So the next section is called Core Values. Why did you do this page?
This section.
Or this section, right? Because the page was obviously part of the challenge, but Core Values. So talk me through that.
Well, my thought was that it was a good way to share with people a little bit more about myself and what drives the decisions that I make, the clients I take on, the projects I do, and then the things that I do outside of work as well.
Okay. And that's important because it's not just the work. It's the whole body of work. It's the whole body of experiences that can help people decide whether or not they want to do business with you.
Yeah.
Ultimately, right?
They want to get to know me a little.
Yeah. Okay, so I love it, and there's a commitment to community, which, now, I have to tell you, so the image here is a bunch of hands, and they have red paint on them.
Yes.
And it looks mildly like zombies.
Oh, no.
at a feast. It's a little... Maybe because I'm disturbed. That's the first thing I thought of.
You thought of blood.
I thought of blood.
And not red paint making a heart.
That is correct. And again, this is probably more telling about me than the website or anything.
Well, perhaps so. I could tint it in Photoshop to be more pink.
More pink? that would maybe help. I'd probably still find something wrong with it. honesty and integrity, social responsibility... companies that you donate time and monies to.
Yes.
And supporting small business. So, oh, and here's a plug for the Do Weekly podcast. Okay, you know what? I'm sick of this. You knocked this out of the park. So this is a bazillion times better than what you had before.
Thank you.
Now, there is a lot of information here.
There is.
But I think... I do think that it's relevant, and for the people who would be interested in working with you or potentially working with you, they're going to scroll down and they're going to look at all of those points. Those things are going to matter to them. So I totally think that it's relevant, and I think you did a fine job, and there's some nuggets here that I could take and probably do for myself.
Yay!
I think we are both winners, so...
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Hey, there's no chicken and no dinner here, but we still are winners. So
I don't think our listeners want to hear us chomping through chicken.
No, no one does. Come back for episode 3 when we chomp through chicken.
Just for a half hour straight.
Just a half hour. Just to troll
half
everyone.
Hour of chewing noises.
Ooh, yeah. You know, it's interesting the things that you can find on YouTube. So YouTube has a music app. And I didn't specifically look for chewing noises, but you can find hours of sounds of different things. Like someone put together like 10 hours of noise from the bridge of the Enterprise. So you could have that on in the background.
And pretend and you're pretend, working on the Enterprise.
Pretend that you're working on the Enterprise. You can also pretend that you're at the hospital, at like an ER, where there's just ambient hospital sounds going on with conversations. And it's nuts. You can find all kinds of crazy stuff on YouTube Music and just YouTube in general. I didn't know. Now yeah. I know. Now you know.
You fell down a YouTube hole.
I did. Well, you know, I have an Android phone and, you can play stuff on your Google Home. And so, look, I don't live a very interesting life, okay? So right. That's what I do. But
you listen to 10 hours of hospital noises?
Look, you do you, I'ma do me. So
can I get 10 hours of cats purring?
That just seems unnecessary. You have two cats anyway.
But they don't purr for 10 hours straight.
No, what if they just do? They just threw up on your... By the way, yeah, we had to pause
for
a podcast vomit break. Oh, boy. All right. So I'm going to bring us back on track because...
Here we are. Back on track again.
Back on track again because Natalie took us off the rails once again.
It was the podcast's fault.
It was definitely your fault. So, no. So okay, now that we have our first challenge in the can...
Yeah.
What are we going to do next?
Well, like, I want to hear from the listeners about how their challenge went.
Oh, yeah. So let's...
Send us links to your new about page.
Yeah, send us links to your new about page. You can hit us up on Twitter.
Instagram.
It's all Do Weekly
Facebook.
Podcast.
And, yep, find and us from doweeklypodcast.com.
Yeah. Let us know how you did. And we're happy to take a look and see what you came up with. All right?
It'll be fun.
It everyone's doing it, so you need to get in there too.
Yeah, exactly.
Whew. All right. Well, there's challenge number two. For week
challenge
two.
Challenge number two.
Challenge number dos. Número dos.
Do you have a sound effect for this one?
I don't. I don't.
Just silence.
Bing!
Dead air.
Dead air is my favorite sound effect.
All right. Do you want to announce the challenge?
No, I don't.
Do you want to do the challenge?
No, I don't. But Natalie, why don't you tell us all what the challenge is?
All right. So challenge number two is a time management challenge.
Oh, my favorite.
And it is to inventory how you spend all 168 hours of your week.
But what if I'm really bad with numbers?
You don't have to be that good with numbers.
What if I don't know what inventory means?
Well, let's talk about it.
So, I feel like we need some context here. So, time management, inventorying our time. Have you done this before?
I have.
You've done this before, and do you think it's necessary to do it again for yourself?
Yes, I definitely do.
Okay.
I did it 2 years ago.
Okay.
And it was enlightening.
How so?
Because I felt like at the time that I was working about 80 hours a week, and I didn't have time to do anything else. I would just work and sleep. I felt like my business had taken over my life, completely out of control. And then when I inventoried how I was spending my time, I may have been in my desk chair in front of my computer for 80 hours a week, but I was not working for much of that time. I was on Facebook. I was on Twitter. I was on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I was on Pinterest.
Oh, preach.
And then the few times that I wasn't sitting in front of my computer, I was watching TV.
So it sounds to me like you ran afoul of yourself and your business.
I did.
Okay. Well, you did the inventory. So I guess before we get into the how you do it,
mm-hmm.
What was the result? So what did you find out? And once you implemented it, what did you notice?
So I found my two biggest time wasters were watching television and messing around on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave both up for a month.
Okay.
It was the month of July.
I remember this month.
Yeah. So I didn't watch any TV and I didn't go on Facebook for the entire month to just, you know, cold turkey, break the habit.
That seems hard.
And my billable hours went way up. Because I wasn't sitting at the computer looking at Facebook when I should have been doing work. I started doing things that I had been missing, like reading more books, spending time doing my hobbies, which are knitting and needlework and things like that. Suddenly, I just had all this extra time that I could tackle hobbies, and I felt a lot more in control. I didn't feel like my business was eating my life.
So I feel like that is where I am. I feel like I spend a lot of time on work, but I do feel like I know that that time isn't as well spent as it could be.
Not as productive as
not as productive. And, you know, I do feel bland. I feel like, you know, that I'm not doing a whole lot of stuff. And, you know, it's hard to figure out if, you know, that's like a FOMO thing, like feelings of missing out, or just, you know, not feeling satisfied. So, you know, when you mentioned this as a potential challenge, I was like, well, this thing's kind of crappy.
I sense a lot of resistance.
Oh, there's a lot of resistance. there's a great resistance in the force here.
Yeah.
So I guess let's talk mechanics, right?
Okay.
So change is hard.
Definitely.
Change is hard, but I do think that this is a good challenge, and a necessary challenge for me. So, but you've done this once. You think you need it again?
Yeah, I think bad habits creep in. I'm pretty sure my hours watching TV have gone back up. Oh, so at the end of the month, where I did no TV and no Facebook, I brought TV back, but I limited it to an hour a day, even on weekends. So no, like, sitting on the couch all day binging something on Netflix.
You can't binge in an hour.
Exactly. You can get one episode, or if it's like a sitcom, you can get two.
Look, I'm not good with algorithms, but I know you can't binge a series in 1 hour.
You definitely can't. So it spreads things out over time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's been creeping up, especially on weekends. I've been definitely going over my hour. And Facebook is interesting because I never really went back to using it.
Well, you and I have at least that part in common.
Yeah.
I deactivated my Facebook account a few months ago. I don't miss it. From a business perspective, there's reasons why I should have it, just because there's resources there that are kind of valuable. And I do miss not having access to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do want to spin it back up. But there's so much there because you go on Facebook for one thing, and you get sucked down a rabbit hole, and you do so
it's
much.
It's designed to suck you down a rabbit hole.
And they do so.
They do it on purpose.
I should send them a card and say, good job, guys. Good job. Or, you know, good job, Facebookians. Okay. We know that we got to do this challenge.
Yeah.
And it sounds like this huge nebulous thing. Like, it just sounds like there's a lot of discipline involved. It just sounds really hard, Natalie.
It does, but it's not. It's not so bad.
It's not so bad.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not full of it right now?
I'm sure. I did it before. I know from experience.
Okay. So what the heck? Tell me.
I'm going to tell you two ways to go about it. One, for people who are a little tech savvy and maybe want to use the computer or their phone.
Mm-hmm.
And one for people who aren't and want to use pencil and paper, which I'm a very tech savvy person, but I really love a pencil and paper sometimes.
You do. I do.
I do a lot of stuff on pencil and paper. So if you are a techie person and you want to do it, I would recommend doing a spreadsheet. If you want to be able to do it from your phone as well, it can be a Google spreadsheet, which is Google Sheets app for phones that you can get in and put in your phone. You want to make 7 sheets, one for each day, with 24 hours basically going down. And you don't have to get super detailed about it. If you wake up and you spend an hour eating breakfast and taking a shower, you can just combine, like, you don't have to break it up. It's fine to not get any more granular than by the hour. And you just want to kind of go in a couple times a day and fill in up to whatever time it is. So you wake up in the morning, it's easy. You just go back to midnight or whenever you went to bed and write sleep, 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 sleep. And then, you know, you can, if you have like a 1 hour or a 2 hour morning routine. You could just roll that up and just say morning routine if you want. But you do want to kind of pay attention to what you're doing in that morning routine, because are you spending it looking at Facebook?
Oh, no. I'm spending it still in bed. My morning routine is being awake and not doing anything.
Yeah.
And it's the best part of my day.
Yeah. So you want to be conscientious about it. You want to be aware of what you're doing and making a note of it. So you just, you know, maybe set a little alarm on your phone for every 4, every 6 hours just to remind yourself, okay, I got to go in and log what I did over the past 4 or 5 hours. And that's all there is to it. You just do that for 7 days. It's over before you know it. It's only 168 hours. So you could even count down how many you have left to track. So that's how you can do it on a spreadsheet. On a piece of paper, it's similar. Like, you would just get 7 sheets of paper. I really like, I'm really in love with college ruled legal pens.
Yeah, you are.
I buy them in bulk.
Yes, you do. Yeah, I've always wondered about that.
There's almost exactly 24 lines on the sheet.
Yeah, are there?
Yeah.
You're sure about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, or you could easily print something off on your computer. Or...
You could. You could. And, but, I mean, it doesn't, you can just use a blank sheet of paper, too. Yeah. I mean, whatever does the trick.
And you're just going to write the times down the side and then fill in your activities as you go along. And then at the end of the week, you'll kind of tally up. How much time did I spend watching TV? How much time did I spend sleeping? How much time did I spend preparing food and eating? How much time did I spend in my car? You know, because some people are commuting. How much time did I spend on Facebook and other social media? Once you have that data, you can take a really objective look at it and figure out what you need to change. Because you probably need to sleep more. There's like a 95% chance that you'll need to sleep more.
True.
You'll probably need to watch TV and social media less.
I would agree with that too.
Because the statistics, so I'll put some links in the show notes, the statistics on like how much time the average American spends on Facebook every day and how much time they spend watching TV every day are shocking.
I would be interested to know how much time people spend on their phones all day, because I don't want to know. I don't want to know how much time I spend on, and the reasons why we put our time into these different pursuits, whatever they may be, are different. For me, you know, sometimes it's procrastinating. Like, I know that there's something that I have to do. Maybe there's a hard email that I have to write or some bug that I have to fix or something like that. And I'm just like, oh, I don't want to do it. So, you know, I go to the phone and I play threes or something else. But I know, yeah. I know I spend way too much time on the phone, and it's really at a point where I know that I have to make a conscious effort to, like, put the phone, like, in a vault somewhere where I cannot get to it,
yeah.
Where it's out of sight, out of mind.
During certain hours.
During certain hours, which I would call all hours. I'm not kidding. It's one of those things where I feel like it, I mean, this could be its own episode, right? I like the challenge, and I know that it's something that I need to do,
but you don't want to.
Oh, no I don't. It's like eating a sardine and peanut butter sandwich. Why would you do it?
Good question.
But okay, maybe that's a poor analogy, but but I do think that the outcome of doing this will be very illuminating, and I think that it will yield far more positives than negatives.
Yeah.
And my hope would be that I more effectively spend time on my business. And then, you know, I really do something with the time that is there. Because I know that there's time that I could be putting toward other things. Whether it's going to the gym or, you know, maybe picking up another pursuit or just doing the things that I already enjoy doing. Like, I don't draw or illustrate anymore or paint, you know, and I love doing those things.
Yeah.
So I haven't really done that in a long time. So I don't make time for it. And, you know, maybe I'll find a good excuse for getting rid of my TV and maybe replacing it with an art desk.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. No, but maybe. Definitely maybe not.
You can always watch Netflix on your computer if you need to.
Yeah, I guess. And I've got an iPad, and that's pretty nice, too. So, you know, but I do think about that. Like, do I need that TV in my place? And I don't watch a lot of TV. I don't think I do, but maybe I'll find out that that was a lie.
Maybe you will.
So,
because I didn't think I did either. And I think it was just over 20 hours a week. Just like a part-time job.
That is a part-time. And it's for me, and I don't know that a lot of people will feel this way. I and maybe I'm weird for thinking this, but, you know, like, if you do spend 20 hours, watching TV, it's like, man, I hope...
There are so many other things
I hope, could have been doing. I hope whatever it was I was watching, I learned a thing. But I know the answer to that. I didn't learn anything. No. I didn't learn anything. I watched some garbage movie on Netflix.
Yeah.
And
I was probably not even all that entertained.
You know, and the funny thing with that is when I used to commute to work, I would think about that 45 minutes spent going one way. And the 45 minutes, so an hour and a half every day, I would think about that. And I think, man, that's an hour and a half of my time that is just gone.
Yeah.
It gone, never to be recovered. It is gone. And I got so resentful and so angry about that. And you know, people are like, well, why would you get mad about that? And I'm like, well, that's my time. You know, it's gone. It's just up and gone. And you should be protective of that time.
Of all 168 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's what this is. So protect your time. Your time.
Make sure you're spending it intentionally. It doesn't all have to be productive. Okay,
hold on. You know what? Let's just inventory our time. Let's not talk about spending our time with intention and all this other stuff that's probably a good idea too. You know, but in all seriousness, you're absolutely right. It's about protecting our time, and to protect our time, we have to know how we spend our time.
Yeah.
And we don't have to be super detailed about it.
Nope.
So we can be pretty loose with how we track it. So there's no reason to not get started. And
exactly.
You can get started with a pencil and a piece of paper.
That simple.
Like, it's so easy that even an Alex can do it.
Whoa.
Hey, be nice. So I think that sounds like a good challenge. So, I mean... So episode 3, we're going to check in. We're going to check in with me.
We're going to check in with you. See what kind of surprises we had.
Whew. And I guess I'm going to have to do the work, put it on some spreadsheet or paper and bring it in and see what we come up with. Okay. I'm not talking to you anymore.
Maybe you'll be talking to me after you finish this challenge and you're like, whoa.
You know, I have a feeling that the way most of these challenges are going to go is you tell me to do a thing. I'm going to say, no, that sounds hard and gross. And then afterward, I'm going to be like, Natalie, you were totally right. How are you so smart and awesome? And every week I'm going to be humiliated by all the awesomeness that I learn from every challenge.
Well, some of the challenges will be yours too.
Oh, yeah. I forgot it. So, all right. Well, is there anything else before we sign off?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, all right.
There's no pressure, no shame on your inventory of time. So nobody needs to feel embarrassed or upset because they spend 20 hours on Facebook or whatever it is. It is what it is.
It is what it is, right?
Like, that's where you're starting from.
We're not asking you to share what that time is. So if you... watch a lot of videos on YouTube of Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, no.
No judgment. No judgment. She squeezes hummus out of people, Natalie. It's nuts.
I don't watch that.
Okay. So with that, this has been the Do Weekly Podcast.
All right. Don't forget to subscribe.
Oh, yeah. Subscribe.
Give us 5 stars everywhere.
5 stars everywhere, especially iTunes.
Just any website on the internet, just log into it and tell them you gave us 5 stars.
But do it on iTunes. iTunes.
All right, everyone have fun inventorying your time. That's hard to say.
Yeah, it's hard to say and it's hard to do.
And we'll meet back here next week with the results.
On episode 3.
And the next challenge.
And the next challenge.
Have a good week.
Don't tell me what to do.